Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I appreciate the callers holding. I tried to get to as many of you as I can. No disrespect in having somebody on hold for over an hour. Hold as much overdrive as it takes before we go to Ken, Justin, Tyler, John, JC, and others. Let's go to John, and then it's Ken up next. John is in Wyoming, retired nuke sub individual in the Navy. What is your take on the report I have that is accurate? This is a real source. That they nukes they didn't know were on the base were brought out, put on trucks by Special Forces Army and an Air Force base dais and shipped out to South Carolina. What's your take on that? And then Graham saying brace for nuclear attack in South Carolina.
Well, Alex, first of all, having served in the submarine service during the Vietnam War, I can tell you that Charleston, for about a half a century, has been a major home port for our East Coast Fleet ballistic missile submarines. That's where they're home ported for the Atlantic Fleet is Charleston, South Carolina. And just remember, too, you go back to the comments that, well, there weren't supposed to be nukes at Dyess. Well, we weren't supposed to have nukes on our boat. I was on the Greenfish SS-351, which was an old diesel-electric fast attack submarine that was built in 1946. And we had a Mark 45 nuclear warhead torpedo in the after torpedo room just below my bunk that was supposed to be used only on orders from the president to take out not an enemy ship, but an enemy fleet. You hit the main ship there in the fleet like, let's say, a battleship or an aircraft carrier, and you take out that and all of the surrounding escort vessels around it. So they have since replaced those with Mark 48 nuclear warhead torpedoes, which many of our submarines carry. Now, our newer submarines since the Thresher class do not have after torpedo rooms. They have torpedo rooms that are amidships that only fire forward because of their more streamlined hull design. They don't have after torpedo rooms. But there is a reason why they want to pick Charleston. Look at World War II. Just before Pearl Harbor was attacked, a day and a half before, all of the carriers that were really the number one target
were sent out to sea.
Were sent out to sea south of Pearl Harbor, away from the oncoming Japanese fleet. And so, bingo, that's what happened. So they're being set up now at Charleston, and like you said earlier in the show, if Lindsey Graham knows we're going to get nuked at Charleston, you need to ask him, how the heck do you know, fella? Where did you get that information? Because you didn't find it in the local comics in the Sunday paper. So where did you get that information?
Well, sir, John, you're an amazing asset to give us info because everything you're saying is checking out. Well, I mean, we know they still have covert nukes there. That's come out. You've heard the callers. But absolutely, that's an old base. Still a lot of stuff going on there. Imagine, though, I have this source who is freaked out, didn't know nukes were there, sees this go on. There's no paperwork. They remember the North Dakota debacle from 6 years ago. And they call us. We talk about it. And then Graham, it turns out, the same day saying we're going to be nuked, CBS News, but then it doesn't get any coverage. I mean, this is bizarre, and I hope the two aren't connected, but what would be the strategy to bomb? Why would the globalists bomb their own Navy base and then try to blame it on Syria? You'd think they hit a target that didn't matter, unless maybe they're double-crossing and the globalists are really Chinese agents or something. And they've got some plan to take America out. You know, that could be a plan, too. I'm telling you, this is some complex stuff.
There are two reasons why they want to take out Charleston. Number one, to inflict maximum damage, because it is a major naval base there, not just for the FBMs, but also fast attack nuclear submarines. Also, fleet ballistic missile submarines are what we need in the event that we do go into a full-scale World War III, because they're the best nuclear retaliatory capability that we have, because unlike fixed missile sites, which can be targeted by GPS by the Russians or the Chinese or the North Koreans, these things are the fleet ballistic missile submarines.
Well, stay there, sir. I'm going to come back and give you a final comment. Don't hang up, John. Then we're going to go to Ken, Justin, Tyler, and JC. Get to all of you. I want you to finish your point about what you think's going on here. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products. And get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
And the former head of the Star Wars program, Vietnam fighter bomber pilot, flew over 100 missions, nuclear physicist, chemical engineer, you name it. Just a real genius, top of his engineering class. He was the head of the Star Wars program when it was still secret. And he said behind closed doors, but he could only tell me this because it had been leaked by accident on C-SPAN in a debate he'd had in the 80s about how SDI was really offensive, that by 78, they had squadrons of basically what's known as Black Manta radio-controlled drones with DU Sabos in them, meteor guns. I mean, there's no atomic bomb, hydrogen bomb in there, no neutron bomb. The plane's going already 25,000 miles an hour around the Earth, and as it comes in with the trajectory, it drops the DU that has the little rocket on the back that angles it in, and then it goes up to 38,000 miles an hour and has the effect of a multi-megaton nuke on whatever it hits, and just from the kinetic energy. Now, folks, that's the 1970s, and that's why these people are so arrogant. But they're not Americans. They're globalists. They're UN, world government. You know, they're God, they're the technocrats, they've got all the answers. And now they want to start a war with Russia. And I don't romanticize Russia. Never been to Russia. Here it's incredibly corrupt. Here it has, you know, beautiful women, beautiful art, but super corrupt. I don't want to go over there. Okay, I'm not with Russia. But it's not Russia doing all this to me. It's not Syria. It's the globalists. And I'm sick of them and their shadow government. I'm going to get to everybody now fast. But, John, bottom line, you were in diesel fast attack subs that had nukes in them. That's admitted that they've got probably five times the nukes they say they've got. There's all sorts of secret missile silos all over the place that are always getting found by hikers and people. I mean, we know the Russians are the same, the Chinese are the same, all these treaties mean absolutely nothing. Bottom line, why would they want to sneak nuke warheads out of West Texas into the Carolinas? And why wouldn't they have proper paperwork? What do you think the missing cruise missiles in 2007 from Minot were about? I mean, what does your gut tell you is going on here?
It tells me that this is a false flag operation, a major false flag that's about to occur. Because remember, too, if they take out our naval base in Charleston, they will cripple about one-third of our fleet ballistic missile submarine force, which is the best retaliatory force that we have in case of a first-strike nuclear attack against the U.S. And that's what they want to do. The globalists want to inflict a maximum amount of damage to ourselves and to our ability to retaliate against any kind of an attack.
And then they've given the Panama Canal to the Chinese communists, and they've, and that's why they want America to look so bad. That's what I've been thinking is that everything they're doing is like trying to set America up.
The Chinese are now building a new canal through Nicaragua that's just going to be much, much larger than the Panama Canal. But also, I've known four different men in the submarine service who in the 60s were in international waters when their subs were depth charged by Russian destroyers in international waters. And yet the Navy never talks about it. But I shredded a number of documents, too, that had all kinds of fascinating information. For instance, the Scorpion, by the way, when it went down, SSN 589, in May 28th of 68, went down because of a Russian torpedo launched by a Ka-25 attack helicopter. That's available in the book All Hands Down by Kenneth Sewell, which was published in 2008, and now I've heard it's already been discontinued because it revealed too much information. But Sewell interviewed a number of retired Russian admirals and generals, and they deliberately attacked and killed the 99 men aboard the Scorpion in May 28th of 68 because of a perceived incident that happened to them in the Sea of Japan with another.
Let me ask
submarine.
You this question then. Why do you think there? Why do you? So you think maybe Obama is like a triple agent of the globalists? We know that, and that they're maneuvering America towards a setup to destroy us, and that Homeland Security would then detonate nukes at all our bases as an inside sneak attack, not even for Russia, but for the banksters.
Well, that's exactly what's happening because, again, they're creating the problem, the crisis problem, just like Hitler when he set fire to the Reichstag on February 27th of 1933. And then 5 days later on March 4th, he told the Reichstag when it reconvened in the Kroll Opera Theater, look, you've got to help me fight this terrorism, but my hands are bound by the Constitution. You need to loosen these binds so I can give you law and order. So March 23rd of 33, the Reichstag passed the Enabling Act, which then gave Hitler dictatorial power by decree. So that was the birth of the modern-day police state. But you have to remember, too, the Russians do not back down. If anyone thinks that Putin is going to wimp out on this, they are in for a very rude awakening because Putin is not going to monkey around on this. He's not going to allow his soldiers and his sailors to be eviscerated without any kind of a serious retaliation on his part.
Hey, has anybody ever told you could do audiobook voiceovers? This guy's got a great voice, doesn't he?
Well, I've worked in broadcasting before, Alex, but the problem is, in a little hick town like Sheridan, Wyoming, where I'm living, you've got a one of those knucklehead rhinos who owns all
the radio stations. Give us your name and number. I want you to do some voiceover work for us.
Because
John Baum pointed out during the break, he said, I'm listening to James Wesley Rawls' audio book on how to survive a nuclear war, and he says it sounds just like this guy. Hey, give us your name and number, man. I'd like to use you down the road to do some voiceovers for us. God bless you. Stay there, John. Give us your name and number if you want to kind of be put in the computer for somebody we might use down the road if we need some voiceover talent. Okay, buddy?
Thank you.
You bet. I can tell that guy's got a great radio voice, doesn't he? Sounds like a John Wayne narrator or something. I can't quit listening to it. Anyways, let's go back to calls here. Ken says he's not military, but says he has info on the nukes. Give us your breakdown, Ken. Thanks for holding.
I'm the Christian minister in Georgetown, South Carolina. They called a while back.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. And I wanted to follow up. I want them to know, I want the public to know that if Lindsey Graham makes good on his threat to nuke Charleston, South Carolina, it is false flag, because Charleston, South Carolina is not a viable terrorist target. Cui bono. The Russians and the Chinese benefit from attacking. I was so glad that John called in and shared all that technical information on the sub-bases here. We don't have surface fleet bases in Charleston. They were decommissioned. My friends that work in construction that work there confirm or claimed, and they claim to this day, that there's still nukes at the decommissioned base that's considered a possible FEMA camp or internment camp in Charleston. And we have, as he pointed out, the sub-fleet, the naval weapons station north of Charleston. But both of those facilities are well guarded. If we had a viable threat on South Carolina right now, why have we in the State Guard not been activated? Why is the Coast Guard and the Navy bases put on high alert and in a defensive mode? And how in the world would that benefit Syria? Alex, this thing, the dots are getting so close on this, it looks more like a paint-by-color than a connect-the-dots book.
I know. And you know, we had one guy calling and go, I think it's a hoax. They're not supposed to have nukes at that base. That's the whole point, is that there weren't supposed to be nukes, and then they pulled them out. And I know this is real. I know this went on. I'm freaked out. I don't just make stuff up. People know that time and time again when I talk about comes out later. And then Graham's running around saying South Carolina is going to be nuked, or New York. Don't forget, or New York, he says in the CBS piece that quotes him. And it's just super creepy. And maybe it's not connected, but you've got all this stuff going on. And I just wish to God that this wasn't happening. I mean, I appreciate your call, sir. God bless you, Ken. Let's go ahead and talk to Justin, who just got out of the Air Force and has some points on this. What do you think from hearing about this mystery? Because I don't know what's going on. What is your more informed take on this?
Well, Alex, thanks for taking my phone call. I have a real unique insight in reference to the nuclear incident that happened in 2007 with Minot at Barksdale. I am an air traffic controller in the Air Force at the time. I was working the tower when the aircraft landed. We were unaware there was any warheads aboard the aircraft at that time. So the way things work when aircraft land, you know, they get taxied in, they had dummy warheads on there, okay? Aircraft, when they fly with weapons of that nature, have to be documented, and we have to have certain security protocols in place. We have to sterilize the airspace, which is called a TFR or a terminal flight restriction.
Basically. Sure, you got to put the commandos out there with the weapons in case somebody tries to steal it.
Exactly. So you have these kind of protocols in place all the time when we do this kind of operation. Here's the scary thing.
Yeah, for those that don't know, when nukes land on aircraft carriers, they don't even let the regular seamen around it. They've got Navy SEALs and stuff guarding them. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. It's straight military convoy. It is serious stuff. So what makes this so unique is the aircraft lands, taxis, no problem, right? A regular airman who's a part of the ammo troop comes up, inspects the demi warheads, finds out they're real, but not documented. And here's the thing that makes it so unique that makes me really worry about the dice thing you're talking about right now is this right here. So later that night, I go hang out with some friends or ammo guys. A buddy of mine tells me that incident happened today. And I'm like, are you kidding me? He's like, yeah, it's supposed to be all hush-hush in-house. A few days later, it gets leaked by a whistleblower, part of the air crew, leaks into the media that these missiles, well, these warheads get flown on a B-52 bomber all the way down to Barksdale Air Force Base, and nobody knows anything about it. And then you talk about DIAS, which is supposed to be non-nuclear, and then the same incident's happening right now with no paper trail, and what's going on in the Middle East and Syria, and Graham talking about a possibility of Charleston being attacked. This gets my goosebumps off the back of my hair.
Oh, I hear you, buddy. Believe me, I'm
very, very scary stuff, because I've got firsthand knowledge of this happening in 2007, and now I'm seeing it happen again 6 years later, And I'm a little bit afraid. I'm afraid for the country right now. I'm absolutely.
So were you in the Dakotas or were you in Louisiana?
I was one of the controllers in Barksville working the tower, the control tower, the day that that aircraft flew in. So we were unaware of that thing was loaded with anything because in the past and even after that, when we do any type of mission where we move nuclear warheads around, it is serious security stuff. And to have this happen and nobody know anything about it except for the air crew, I mean, it's some scary stuff. So I just think they got their hand caught in the cookie jar the first time because some patriot, somebody...
Okay, so you were outside Shreveport at the airbase when the nukes came in. By the way, if you're a new listener, this is on record. And the word was they were trying... Cheney gave the order and wanted these to be disappeared, but people learned what happened, and they couldn't be offloaded, when it got down, closer to where the aircraft were kept. And then I'm sure if you know the story, then do you know what happened up in North Dakota at the other base? You know a bunch of people got killed who were witnesses.
About people being, I know that the entire wing force, the higher ups, the command section, all fired, all removed from position, and they brought in new people to replace.
Sure. But I remember covering it at the time. People go, there were like people that loaded them and were there and who were witnesses to what really happened. They all committed suicide or died in car wrecks.
And the friend of mine who told me what happened with this discovery in Barksdale, we haven't spoke lately, but I know that he's still alive and well. But this is one of those things where I never really thought about it at first, Alex, until the Dias thing came up the other day. And you talked about it this morning, and I was like, you know what? I have firsthand knowledge of this going on. And I talked to the aircraft. I landed them. I mean, it's one of those things.
Well, the word is everybody was freaking out at Dias, going, why are there nukes here? They're not supposed to be here. And then why is it their paperwork? And why are there Army Special Forces here getting warheads? And there was reportedly a bunch of arguments and things. But that was the end of it, and they rolled down the road with them. So I don't know. That's why I opened the phones up about this today. This is a big deal. And I don't know what's going on. And again, I wish I wouldn't have been given this info. But in a way, I mean, it's my duty to put it out here. But I guess who else are they going to come to? I guess it comes down to that.
Well, absolutely. You know, it's one of those things where when you think about the larger picture of what's happening globally and the fact that I've done three combat tours over there and come back alive without a scratch on me, thank God. And I see what's going to happen in the future here. And all I do is worry about the men and women of our armed services, because in order to incite the next war, you have to have a tragic event, which might be a false flag, to get the true patriots of this country to step up and fight a war that's unjust.
Sure. Well, I want to be clear. I want to be clear here. The don't just think if this was some type of false flag setup, which I don't know, it might have been, might be. I open the phones up to hear other reasons. I want to find out why this doesn't look so bad, why my gut tells me this is the most horrible thing in my life. I mean, worse than deaths in the family. I feel completely just beyond freaked out, just completely awake. I just feel totally shocked at every level. My gut tells me this is super horrible. And I've opened the phones up for the military to call in and tell me how I'm wrong today. You know, a guy called in saying maybe this is a hoax, and he thought I would be mad at him. I was hoping, like he was a life raft, that you know, I was wrong about this. But don't think that if we put this out and this was a false flag plan, that they're going to, they'll just go to another plan. They've always got a bunch of plans going. So we need everybody to have their eyeballs open and carrying video cameras or their iPhones or droids. And we need the citizens to see something, say something. We need to be watching everything. And here's the good news. Underwear bombing, Boston bombing, so many other events. Our people are now everywhere. Awake, liberty-loving, conscious, smart people. Not even Americans, just humans that want justice, but good Americans and police and FBI and Secret Service, I mean, and federal marshals. I mean, I can't believe I'm still alive because, folks, we've got real whistleblowers, okay? We've got, and notice you're not hearing any news about this because it's so big. Notice you're not hearing anything about this because it's so huge, because the system is freaking out. We've called Graham's office. They've got video of it. We've called the base. The base is like, we can't talk about the weapons transfer. So this is a big deal. We need to get the word out. But also the establishment needs to know if they try to carry something out now, it's not like we're blind to what's going on. Do you see what I'm saying, Justin?
Oh, absolutely, Alex. And it's one of those things where you just got to just be aware of what's going on. Do as much as you can to call your congressmen, call your senators, and tell them, you know, that we don't agree with it, because the American voice is not behind this. The only way you get it behind it is to have a false flag or to get hit or to allow to get hit. Because I'll tell you what, we strike Syria, Russia's not going to back down. And then if Hezbollah attacks Israel, then we got to step in and protect our ally, or Turkey gets hit. And this is just, this is not checkers anymore. This is chess, and this is getting way out of hand here. And people need to wake up, because we're so in tune to our Facebook and to our TVs. It's like, wake up and smell the coffee, everybody. Look,
exactly. There are Chinese and Russian ships lining up. The Wall Street Journal is talking about, let's just blow them up. I mean, and it's some little idiot reporter that's never probably been in a fist fight, much less combat, just shooting their mouths off. It's General Dempsey, who's known as a hawk, saying, don't do it, don't do it. But all these Harvard lawyers are going ahead to play warrior because they've got more advanced weapons than the Russians. So they just think they can have this war because they've all got bunkers. They're the threat. And they run al-Qaeda, and it's all out in the open. And so, look, as negative as all this news is, the positive news is, people are waking up, and I think cooler heads are going to prevail. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Justin. What an amazing call. By the way, I've seen comments on YouTube and comments on my site saying I'm making up the North Dakota missing nuke stuff. That's on record, okay? Believe me, little boys out there, some of you who want to say I'm making this stuff up, believe me, I wish this was made up. I wish my duty was not to sit here and tell you the truth, okay? But my guts cannot let me lie. My guts cannot let me do the wrong thing, even though it's bad probably for me, okay, individually. I care more about my family and your family than I do about my own safety. And that's just common instinct, folks. We've lost common sense out there. We wouldn't be slaves right now if other men wouldn't put up with this type of bull. Instead, men think it's fun to go watch football all day. You're not going to have your stinking football if we have World War III. Your kids are going to be dead while John Kerry and all those bastards are in bunkers 2 miles under mountains. Had enough of this crap. Excuse me. Excuse me. I'm going to try not to get angry. Let's talk to JC in Montana. JC, what's your take on all this?
Hey, Alex, former recon Marine. I've got a buddy that's in the DOE. He tried to get me to go in there with him. We're both in the Marines together. And what's got me concerned is if the DOE wasn't there to pick this up, any transported nuke on the ground, DOE is there. And the DOE, the people that transport this are like him. They're former recon, they're Rangers, they're all special forces.
Yeah, it's Department of Energy's over it.
Yes. Yeah. And but they're in the government, but they're not in the military anymore. They're former military that they use to transport this stuff, and they roll heavy. They roll armored Humvees, and their orders are: anyone breaches the line on a transported nuke, orders are to shoot to kill. And they got more toys than most military, any military convoy that rolls. And I mean, their orders are: anyone that breaches the line when they're going down the interstate are to shoot to kill. And they're loaded and hot as we're going down the road. What got me concerned is if the DOE wasn't there to pick this up, that's kind of spooky to me.
Well, and then caller said he said he drives these convoys and is a former special ops guy, and he thinks it's a hoax. I hope he's right, because here's the deal. This really happened, but maybe they weren't nukes. Maybe my source is wrong. If people knew who the source was, they wouldn't think that. And it's just super creepy, because then you've got the South Carolina situation. And all I know is, I don't know all the particulars. I know the people there were freaked out about it. Okay, whatever went on. And no, it was special forces it was Army out of Florida was there picking it up. That's the word.
That doesn't make any sense. The DOE, with their guys, should be there. They got their own units. They got their own armored Humvees. They got 50s. They're loaded hot. They're ready to roll.
But I mean, take the guy. Here's my issue. That guy's saying this can't happen. How did mine not happen? How did that happen 6 years ago?
No, and I understand that. That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's what's scaring me, is if this was a nuclear device picked up, what's scaring me is that the DOE was not there. That's what's scaring me. You see what I'm saying?
No, I understand. It wasn't standard. That's why I'm not going to tell more of the stories. It'll give it away. I'm not allowed to talk anymore. The point is that it's something I'm not allowed to. It'll give away some of the info. there was a big deal over this, okay? People said, this is not right. What's going on? And it was a big deal. That's why people were freaked out enough to call me. I'll see you back tonight and back this weekend, Lord willing.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
If you go to prisonplanet.com or infowars.com or follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones or on one of our many Facebook pages, you can read the headline, Senator Graham warns of nuke strike after missing warheads report. And here is the CBS News headline. Graham, nukes in hands of terrorists could result in bomb coming to Charleston Harbor. Now, this got almost no national attention until today after we broke this last night. This was in CBS Local and the other TV stations quoting him saying, look, I'm telling you, in the next 6 months, there will probably be a bombing in Charleston Harbor by Iran or Syria with a nuke if we don't go in there. You can go read his quotes right there. And it's linked in our article at Infowars.com that is red linked in the featured news area. In fact, I'm going to have that move back to the top. You ask the crew to move it back to the top of featured news. So now I'll move to the bottom. Now, again, by itself having Lindsey Graham saying, I have intel, they were going to get an atomic weapon or already have one, and they're going to bomb the harbor and kill you. They're trying to basically recall him right now. They're organizing that, and he's up there going, do what I say or you're going to get blown up. I mean, he's a terrorist. That's what terrorists do. Give me political power or you're dead. That's the definition of terrorism. Threatening violence or carrying out violence for a political or economic advantage. Go read the classical definition of terrorism. Now they call it, you know, filming the police. Now they call it liking George Washington. Literally. Well, that's the terrorist. Of course the terrorist would talk like that. I mean, this is 2 + 2 = 4, and I think they've jumped the shark here. So by itself, what is Lindsey Graham doing? Running around saying, we got to go into Syria or we're going to get nuked. That's like, we got to go into Iraq or he's going to nuke us. Tony Blair said he could launch missiles in 45 minutes. We got to attack right now. And, oh, these are the mobile trucks that have the anthrax in them, when they knew they were British hydrogen trucks to pump up surveillance blimps to direct artillery that the U.S. recommended they buy from England so that the CIA commandos could direct artillery in the Iran-Iraq war. So they knew exactly what the trucks were premeditatedly and said that Iraq had done that. But I'm digressing. That's the problem with having knowledge, folks, is it's all interconnected. You just know what a wall of bullet is. So how are they now saying we're going to get nuked if we don't do this? And what did we say? You can go watch it in the video that's in the article from Tuesday. We said, you know, this may not just be to covertly ship these overseas because they would have had an official transfer of the weapons. This is only done by a presidential order to a commander to not have a record of the weapons, and that's very nefarious. And the word is it was Dick Cheney back in 2007 that had the cruise missiles transferred out of Minot. So that's a scandal. Graham saying that they're going to get hit in Charleston, South Carolina by a nuke. Or he said Charleston or New York. New York Harbor or Charleston if they don't do this. I mean, do what I say. Start World War III. Do all this or we're going to get nuked. And the question is, you got Putin now saying they're going to militarily back up Syria. I mean, just a bombshell Fox News report linked up on drudgereport.com and Infowars.com. That just changed the last 4 hours. You've got Russian troop-carrying ships arriving, and the word is they're loaded, folks. They're loaded with Spetsnaz Marines. Spetsnaz just means special forces in Russian. So you got Army Spetsnaz, Marine Spetsnaz, Air Force Spetsnaz, just like in the U.S., you got different branches of special forces. And they got specialized Spetsnaz, commando Spetsnaz, FSB, you know, Spetsnaz above that. Just like, it's the same setup here. They just call it Delta Force and other groups. There's stuff above Delta Force, folks, I will assure you. They don't even have names. Men formally associated with special forces is what they're called. And, I mean, it's on, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not America versus Russia. It's global banksters that Russia kicked out in the last decade and arrested. And I'm not in love with Russia. They're corrupt and out of control. But they're not eugenicists now. They pay you to have kids. Russia's now saying don't take all the vaccines. They're dangerous. I mean, I think Putin actually likes Russians. I think that's what this comes. He says, get married, have children. Don't take a lot of vaccines. Don't drink fluoride. You know, radiation's not good for you. Over here, it's all the opposite. Kids, go out and play sports. Don't watch television. The opposite of what our system, and I'm not romanticizing Putin. I mean, it works for a whole underground KGB echelon that really just want to be the robber barons themselves and kick the Rothschilds and Rockefellers out. That's come out in court. They kicked them out. That most of the Russian stuff was owned, going back even to 1920 or so, by the globalists like Armin Hammer and Al Gore's dad and all that. They made all the money off the Soviet Union. Kleptocratic globalists ran the commies, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, it's for the people. You're in a forced labor camp, Alexander Solzhenitsyn. How's that sound? So we've got all this going on. And so we put this intel came in about 9 a.m. on Tuesday. For some reason, I wasn't told about it until after the show, which I guess I tell them don't interrupt me, but then some stuff like that, they should interrupt me. And then we confirm it, make some calls after the show. We put our story out about 4. This came out about 5 o'clock on CBS News and others, right after we'd already started putting our report out. Simultaneously, Graham, we learned about this till last night, yesterday afternoon, is saying brace for nuke attacks. So we're told the nukes are going there, and then now he says Charleston, South Carolina, or New York Harbor, those are the targets of the Muslim extremist if we don't go into Syria and Iran. And then now Iran chimes in saying, we are going to run black ops on you if you attack. So, I mean, this is just a complete disaster, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't know exactly what's going on here. And this may all be unrelated. Okay, my source, who I doubt is wrong, didn't tell me this. I'm trying to come up with excuses. Other possibilities. Maybe it was dummy warheads. Maybe it was part of a drill. Maybe they wanted to see how people would respond. But my gut tells me this is really scary and really dangerous, to the point of I'm not even freaked out, really. It's so horrible, and my gut tells me things are so serious, now I'm even more focused. I'm just resigned to whatever happens. And you look at all the rest of the stuff going on in the world, and I said Tuesday, I said, Anthony Gucciardi, in the interview we did, he said, this could be a false flag. And I said, yes, they could hold the East Coast hostage. They could detonate it and say Syria or Iran did it. And then little did I know, as I was taping that for the nightly news at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and it aired at 7, as I was taping that emergency alert for the InfoWars nightly news, Graham was giving a town hall meeting saying that. And the media didn't pick up on it nationally. You'd think they would, saying, we're going to get by nukes. It's going to happen. Go read his quotes. You know, I'm not telling you it's a possibility. I'm saying it's probably going to happen if you don't get behind this war. And you've got them caught lying about no boots on the ground, and now they need boots on the ground, and lying and saying they never said red line when he clearly said red line. And you've got the fact that they are running Al-Qaeda, and Al-Qaeda's the main force, and they're the image of the Al-Qaeda bums, you know, with military lined up shooting them, is really freaking people out. The exit, and then throwing them in wells so the villagers have to fish the rotten bodies out, you know, so it ruins the water for 5 years. That's an old tactic, to throw dead bodies in wells, folks. Those deep desert wells that are hundreds of feet, even if they're able to fish them out, they've ruined those wells for years if they're unable to immediately fish out all the dead bodies. And that's what they're doing, scorched earth. They tell the Christians, come out, it'll be okay. They come out, they rape them, kill them. And there's Al-Qaeda videos where they say, you are a infidel, so I'm going to rape and kill you. And there's all these, there's a video on the official jihadi sites that Drudge Report linked to last night from Infowars.com, where an Al-Qaeda operative says, we do as bin Laden told us. We kill women and children. We're going to kill every Christian in Syria. Oh, some of bin Laden, oh. I mean, you have to hear this stuff. It's disgusting. And you realize our military is training these people in Jordan, and it's disgusting. Put that back on screen, guys, and take the bug down so folks can read it. Thank you. Yeah, those are trying to take out the chemicals which produce a lethal and deadly gas that I possess. And, yeah, he's bragging that he's been given the chemical weapons, and that, of course, they're using chemical weapons. And you can look at that guy. That's not an actor. That's the real deal, folks. When you look at Adam Gadon, the grandson of the former head of the ADL, that's an operative from studios in D.C., on-record Pentagon operative, just like Anwar al-Awlaki. But that guy right there, you can take, that guy is a real Wahhabist jihadi right there. We kill the kids and women, as Osama bin Laden said, until they cease killing our women. And who are they killing? Other Muslims who want to send their daughters to college and who want to have freedom in their country. And who is the West pouring in like a poison from the Caucasus and from Saudi Arabia and Afghanistan and Qatar? They are and Libya. They are injecting the jihadis in who wear bin Laden insignias. And he is their God. He is their George Washington. And they are 60% of the force. The Council on Foreign Relations admitted a year ago and said, we need them. Now they're more than 60%. And, folks, they are absolute worst of the worst. Torturers, rapers, make fathers go do suicide bombing or they kill their whole families. You know, most suicide bombers, they come and say, all right, Christian, or all right, Alawite, you're going to go blow up that police checkpoint, or we're going to kill your three daughters and your two sons and your wife. And they go, please don't make me do it, please. There's videos of this. They go, okay, walk over to the three-year-old, blow their head off. The guy cries, now I will kill the rest unless you suicide bomb. Is that clear? And the father gets in the truck, loads it up, drives it in, blows it up. And usually they just line the family up anyways, shoot them up against the wall. You can watch videos online, splatter their guts all over the wall, and go, la, 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 when they do it. I mean, this is the type of stuff that's going on. And I'm supposed to sit here and watch all this going on. We're in the middle of a Shiite-Sunni civil war, folks. And the Iranians, a million-plus Iranians, a million-one, a million-five, low estimate, a million-one, died in the seven-year war with Iraq, folks. A million of them. A million of them. They will fight. You understand that? And the globalists, that's their false flag, I'm beginning to understand. They're going to start a war with Iran. And again, I'm not living over there. I'm not a fan of the mullahs, but they're not attacking us. They say, you keep pushing. Fine, we're going to go completely crazy with asymmetrical warfare everywhere. And the government's like, good, we're going to totally take over when they attack us. You understand? So the globalists run al-Qaeda to start the war with the Shiites. The Shiites are going to go completely ape. And it's going to be jihad everywhere. And the New World Order is going to swoop in and take over during the crisis. You got what the EAS takeover systems are for in the media. You got what the checkpoints are set up for. You got what everything's primed for. It's a coup d'etat. How do you take down America? Create and finance a foreign enemy, get giant wars going, and then use the big war, maybe even with Russia, as a pretext to say, you better get in line with what the government wants, or it's going to be the end of the world, basically. We're being held hostage by the crazy globalist.
USA! USA!
Yeah, let's go chant USA for al-Qaeda, ladies and gentlemen. Disgusting. So here it is out of Fox News. Putin warns Russia could come to Syria's aid as he touched down in St. Petersburg yesterday. President Obama greeted him. And you guys printed me this. It cut it off again. I want to put a new printer driver in there so we don't relive this Groundhog Day. It's not a big deal. You have to get IT over with a new printer. I don't care what we have to do. I just need this where I can read it. Thanks. But there's the article as he touched down. He cordially greeted Bilal's the tinderbox the two leaders are sitting on as they posture and deliberate over the potential U.S. strike on Syria, one of Russia's closest Mideast allies. Putin escalated concerns about the fallout from a strike when he indicated in an interview published Wednesday that his country would send Syria and its neighbors in the region the components of missile shield if the U.S. attacks. U.S. General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, testified this week the Russians might even replace any military assets the U.S. destroy in the strikes. And it goes on from there. This is all going on. This is all happening. And meanwhile, I'm going to explain this to you again. I'm just going to say it this way. It appears secret nuclear weapons cache was disappeared out of Dyess Air Force Base. And we were told from our source it was going to South Carolina. I don't know if that's true. But obviously everyone was freaking out because this was completely legal from what I know about law and the last investigation of this happening in 2007. So, again, I'm going to open the phones up to former special forces that handled Davy Crockett-type systems, frog systems, you name it. My sources weren't even sure what type of warheads they were. They looked like warheads that would go inside. Well, I'm not even sure from what they said. You know, they look like the type that would go on an ICBM because the MIRV pops open, and then it's got warheads inside of it, rocket-loaded warheads that come back into the atmosphere of the top pops off, the nose cone pops off. You'll have a bunch of dummies as well. And then those will fire out different directions to stop anti-missile systems. And then you'll have, say, half of them that are actually hydrogen bombs. But from what I know, I'm just going to leave it at that, they look like just the warheads. the smaller warheads, but not tactical types that a 3 or 5 man team would carry. So I don't know. I don't know. Again, most people who even worked in nuclear forces wouldn't know all this stuff. It's all extremely classified. I've tried to study it. I've tried to understand it. Dr. Bob Bowman, our big nuclear expert, died last week. We can't get the former head of the Star Wars program on about that anymore. I'd love to be getting his take on what happened here and his knowledge. So it's really terrible when people like that die. You lose all that knowledge, not just a good man. And so I need to open the phones up to nuclear strike forces, former people that worked in this, security folks in the Marines, the Army, the Air Force that would give security on convoys of nukes. What do you think? Because I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I know, real source, freaked out, said this is going on. Going to South Carolina, this the same day Graham comes out and says, look for South Carolina to be hit by nukes. If you don't give up all your rights. I mean, literally a terrorist, you know. Bombs will go off if you don't do what I say. I mean, that's a terrorist. That's the definition. Do what I say or bombs go off. Increase Homeland Security's funding or we'll be nuked. I mean, this is what they all do. Big sis, all of them. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we'll go 20 minutes in the next hour before Gerald Celente joins us.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no churning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, and I'm giving the phone number out for any active duty or retired military personnel that want to give their take, and I know it's speculation, on any other reason they could say that they were releasing without paperwork multiple truckloads of secret warhead caches at Dyess Air Force Base in Texas to be sent to South Carolina. And then we have Lindsey Graham, one of the chief warmongering neocon monsters, just total authoritarian, who's been financing Al-Qaeda against the Syrian people. Then he has the nerve to say, if you're even in contact with Al-Qaeda, you don't get a lawyer if you're a U.S. citizen, and that we're going to torture you and kill you. Don't forget those quotes. I have it in the upcoming Obama deception, too. He said that on C-SPAN. Meanwhile, he's funding Al-Qaeda. What do you think's going on? You don't have to be part of the retired nuclear forces. I know we've had those calls here. I know enough to know the people are real and know what they're talking about. I just want your angle, your perspective, because I'm not a talk show host who'll just tell you. I know what's going on if I don't know what's going on. Most of the time, I do know what's going on, or I've got a good idea of it. But, I mean, is it coincidence he's saying South Carolina brace to be nuked if you don't attack Syria and Iran? And that they're going to, you know, Iran or Syria is going to bring a bomb in here and blow it up. Meanwhile, nukes are being sent there. Or maybe, and who knows, it may not just be nukes being delivered out of Dyess. Maybe this is happening at other bases. I don't know. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And by the way, before I go to your calls and in all this craziness, please don't forget to support InfoWars.com by getting the T-shirts, the books, the films, the materials, the September issue of the magazine about political correctness, really exposing it. It's a special issue. The ProPure water filter systems that are so important to purify your water for you and your family. The best systems out there at the best price. Promo code WATER, 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also get American Drug War II, exposing the incredible drug war and what it does to children. You can also get State of Mind on CIA Mind Control, a new film. We're the exclusive distributors of just hundreds of incredible items. InfoWarsStore.com. And these are really your donations. We're not like Rachel Maddow that gets stimulus money for MSNBC from Obama. No, you just free will. You support us. We can continue on. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, John says he's a chemical, nuclear, schooled, ex-military. Got about 2 minutes before we get a break. What is your take on what I've laid out here, sir?
Well, quickly, Alex, I just wanted to talk about that chemical attack that happened in Syria. There was a guy on CNN they were interviewing and said that he survived that chemical attack by making a homemade gas mask. He punched holes in the bottom of a paper cup and stuffed it with cotton batten and held it over his mouth. Well, that kind of mask is no good against nerve agents. A drop the size of a pinhead on your skin will kill you. It's no good against blister agents, mustard gas, Lewisite, phosgene.
Oh, obviously that's pure bull, of course. Yeah, I've seen him saying that, yeah.
The only thing that mask would help, it would stop, was chlorine gas. That's the first gas the Germans used in World War One, and as an emergency measure, the Allied and the French and British troops had to urinate on a cotton pad and hold over their mouth. That was the only thing. It would stop chlorine gas. Anybody can make chlorine gas.
Yeah, one reason Hitler was so mentally ill is he got reverse gas three times when the gas would blow back onto the German lines. Real quick, I'll hold you over and then go to others, but what's your take on these missing nukes?
I don't know, Alex. They've gotten away with so much, with killing Kennedy, the Oklahoma City, with the 911. I mean, they figured they can get away with anything. And it may be a false flag.
Stay there. I'm going to come back, Jake.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against healthy eugenicists by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.